April is National Poetry Month. This is the Living Poetry Canon. Today is April 1st. Here's a poet for today. Anne Lauterbach was born in 1942 and raised in New York City. She has published at least 10 volumes of poetry, including most recently Under the Sign from Penguin. Her essays are collected in The Given and the Chosen and The Night Sky, Writings on the Poetics of Experience. She lives in Germantown, New York. In a 1999 verse essay, she articulated a poetics of the whole fragment. When you pick up a piece of old crockery in a secondhand shop, often there is a little white tag on which the price is written, along with the phrase, as is. As is indicates that the object, say it is a cup, has a flaw, a crack or a chip or some other anomaly testifying to past use. If the object in question is a textile, say a slip or a sweater, as is indicates a rip or a stain. As is suggests the distance from perfection from which the object has traveled through the course of time, its fall from platonic grace or virgin purity. As is a variant, or as if, the way in which desire ineluctably turns into fulfillment or disappointment, and in that turn, something is simultaneously lost and found. As has become abundantly clear, and not to overstate the obvious, contemporary poetic practice negotiates this terrain and its recapitulating dualities, presence, absence, materiality, transparency, text, performance, and so on, more insistently than any other current human activity. Here's a recent poem by Anne Lauterbach called Testing the Waters. 1. What world, asked the boy, alarmed, to be asked to say when or what might be repeated? The soldier's word, the doctor's word, how world might be known by saying. 2. Gone now from the said radical child, hears only an orgy of hunches under the swollen noise. Fair trade, liaison, betrayal. Some of us, some of them, no accounting for response, as in the screen palace, we count our dead. Blind to this or that futurist moment, there are so many moments untold. Who then arranged this episode? Who then killed the child? 3. I'm getting good at sailing unaccompanied through time, holding on to delay, forfeiting the familiar bridge across a mirage, betrayal whose voice concedes and is still recalled, even as it bends under the weight of forgetfulness. I'm getting good at counting and at seeing the view from the window of a dream. 4. We hunker down under the pines and refuse to recall. Fire! Excellent inferno! Another cosmos passes through. The mild noises of night are a form of waiting. And then the dream touches and reminds like a hand. This reveals, and so a weary ambit collapses the foreground scene. That was Testing the Waters by Anne Lauterbach from her collection Under the Sign, read by permission of the author. This is April 1st, and you've been listening to the Living Poetry Canon.